Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Meg?
This is Meg. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Meg. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well, too. Thank you so much. And before anything, we just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, I've actually went over your Google Ads campaign as originally discussed. And that, here's actually what I do have in here. So I did reach out to our Google Ads specialist, and she was able to confirm that she did make the necessary adjustments you've requested, and that only at the same time, to actually go over it, the budget has already run out. Remember we've put in the minimum of $300 on the Google Ads campaign, and that it has already run out.
I thought it was supposed to be $12 a day. I thought it was supposed to be like a daily one, it's supposed to be like a daily budget.
Yes, it's a daily budget, but if you noticed, your billing, let me see. It's a daily budget, but if you noticed, it's already, let me see here, you've already have, oh no, I'm so sorry. It's $300, so we've actually stretched it out as much as we can. If we're looking into putting in, I would say, daily budget, that is when we have to put in about, $600 to $800 to $1,000, so we can actually put in as much as we can per day.
Yeah, that could be
I know, totally understandable. But then again, it was, $300 would definitely still, I would say, make a difference. And as far as what I do see here, the budget just actually ran out. So it's been stretched as much as we could stretch it out.
Okay. When's my next billing for the AdWords?
Yes. Well, for the AdWords, I have not made the adjustments yet. I hope you remember our last conversation about the AdWords. You just wanted to give it a try for a month, and then we would have to go over it, correct? Before, let me see here. I just wanted to have it for a month, and then let me see. You wanted to go over it before we try to bill you again on the next billing. So next billing is actually on the 23rd of October. Currently, without the Google Ads, you don't need to pay anything because you're currently enrolled to our loyalty program. However, if you wish to still run Google Ads, that'll be billed on the 23rd as well.
Okay, so Google Ads. That's me, $300 on the 23rd. Okay, that's fine. So right now the Google Ads is ran out, but it will be billed on the – what was that?
It's paused right now because we don't have budget left. But once it bills on the 23rd, it's going to run again.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. The 23rd is fine. That works out. But it's $300 and then how does it run out? Does it run out? Well, let's say, can it run out in one day? Because people just click on me all the time?
I would say if you want to have it like really blasted in one day, it could be. I mean, there's a possibility for it. However,
I want to see if we can stretch it out a little bit. That's what I was hoping for, is like the stretching it out.
What do you mean, like not stretch it out for a full month, but just run it? Like,
I want to stretch it out for a full month. I want it to be stretched out as much as possible. With $300, I just want to stretch it out. I want to make it the most bang for my buck. As much as possible.
That's what we did last time. Remember, you've initially paid on the 11th of September, and actually, it just ran out yesterday. You could see that into your Google Ads page in the dashboard. The last time that we got a click was yesterday, so that means since yesterday, it was just put on pause since yesterday. So we stretched it out as much as we can.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so that's fine.
So it run. You're going to see a graph on your dashboard, though. So as soon as we started it running, you're going to see a graph from the 17th of September up until the 3rd of October. You remember you paid on the 11th.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, we can that's now. Let me ask you this. Instead of the 23rd, maybe we go to the 15th. I don't know. I'm just thinking to myself. So it ran out the 3rd. So it ran out the 3rd. But we were able to get it from how many weeks did you get it? 3 weeks? Is that what it ran out? And then there's the fourth week would be. So wait. So let me ask. So when did we start the campaign?
Are we talking about the one that?
Yeah. When did we start the campaign? What day did we start the campaign?
I see here it's on the 7th. I think it was the 17th. Hold on, let me see. Because I see the graph from the 17th, though, but let me confirm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the 17th.
Okay, so
17th. So you're going to see a graph on your dashboard from the 17th of September up until the 3rd of October.
Okay, so 17th to the 3rd. So how many weeks is that? Is that 3 weeks?
Let me see my calendar real quick. Hold on. 17th one. Yep. I would say, so, yeah, 3 weeks.
Okay. So right now the budget lasts for 3 weeks, which is fine. So can we stretch the budget out again? So let's just say the 17th again. Let's just say it's the 17th again. Would it last until about the? You think it would last the same amount of time every month?
It could be. That's a possibility. I'll still send an information to our Google Ads specialist about it. But still, it may depend on the return, because if we could get returns or clicks from it, and then it turns out to be like a really good lead, why not, right? So, but I'll give an information to our Google Ads specialist about how you wish for it to be set up, so she can set it up accordingly.
Yeah, because I don't think I got any. I don't really recall I got any calls from that. You know, I'm just. I don't think I mean, I ran it through
no.
myself, but I don't think I got any calls from it.
Well, actually, though, we've set it to actually set calls to your end. There's a lot of things that can happen when it comes to Google Ads. It could increase the visits that customers do to your Google Business profile or even to the website, because all the information is still going to be on your Google Ads campaign. So either they click on the call now option or they visit other of your marketing campaigns, like website, Google Business profile. It would increase your visibility. Yes.
Let me ask you this. So you see do you have my dashboard opened up? I mean, do you see how much am I paying per click and per call? What's my average payment? Am I paying per click and call and stuff?
Okay, let me see that. Hold on. Okay. Let me just take a look. Okay. Now, as far as, again, we were not going to be able to really... I would say give you a specific cost per click, but we can give you the average cost per click. Okay, that's just the average. Again, it would still be depending on what services they found you, the location as well as the potential customer that actually clicked on your ad. Currently, the average cost per click is at $4.42. We've gotten about 50 plus clicks on that.
How much is it? 4.42? So $4.42?
Yes, that's the average. Yes, 4.42, that's the average. Again, others might cost 5, 6, or even 3 or 4, but that's the average. And then we've gotten about 50-plus clicks, almost 60 clicks on that.
What's funny is that I know can you track those clicks? I mean, I want to make sure I'm not getting clicked by, like, a clickbot or something like that, because I don't think I got I don't think I got out of 50 clicks and stuff. I don't think anybody called me.
Sure, no worries. I could check with our Google Ads expert if maybe we could pull up, you know, see some records on the clicks that you've actually gotten from your Google Ads campaign. Okay?
Yeah, because I'm
we'll
not,
send you
I
numbers.
Just sure.
Yeah, sure. No worries. It's totally fine with us, Meg. I mean, we will definitely be sending it to you. Okay?
Are you emailing it to me, or are you going to be able to do it now?
Yes, we'll email it to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. So,
we'll email it to you since I would have to get the report from our Google Ads specialist. And once I get it, we'll surely send it to you.
Okay. So right now, my campaign, the budget's done, but it won't, the $300 won't be out, coming out until the 23rd. Is that correct? Or the 17th?
Yes. I mean, it depends on you. If you wish for us to bill, I mean, since it's already created, it went live. So this is the next time that we put in a budget, it goes live again. So if you wish to put budget on the 17th, we'll run your card on the 17th. It goes live on the 17th. If you want to have it all together with your current billing, I would say cycle, which is the 23rd of the month. So we'll have it billed on the 23rd, and then your ads is going to go run and be live on the 23rd as well.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay,
the reason why it went up on the 17th is because from the time you initially paid, Google Ads will be live within the 7-day time frame. So that was the 17th. Now, since it already went live, so we can simply just push it out at any time we got a new budget for your Google Ads campaign. So if it's the 17th, we'll have it live 17th. If you want it now, we'll get it live now. We just have to bill the budget for Google Ads. So we have budget to put in your Google Ads campaign.
Okay, so let's just do this. Let's right now, I want to get the report first and find out exactly what's going on as far as I need that report before I go live again. So I want to do that. Let's do the report first. So I need the report first before I go live again, and I can call you once I want to go live. But keep it paused right now. Keep it paused for right now. Don't bill it yet because I just want to see. Then I'll call you to start billing again because I don't know. I want to know exactly, because I didn't really feel like I got any calls on the AdWords campaign. I want to know more information first.
Sure. Yeah, no worries. I'll go ahead and check in first with our Google Ads specialist, and then I'll give you an update.
Check in, too, and see what my best plan to get calls, see what my best plan of action is, too. I don't want to
sure.
keep spending $300 on you know, nothing. I want to make sure it's going to produce. So
I'll definitely get more
goal.
Information.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I need. I need more information before I run the campaign again. I want to make sure I'm not just wasting $300 at a time. I want to make sure it's going to be, because I don't think I got any calls or clicks. I want to make sure it's not a click bot or something that's clicking me, or at a 50
mm-hmm.
call, I should have had at least 10 people, you know. I should at least have had 10. I one-fifth of them should have at least called me and said, oh yeah, I got you on Google and this and that. But I didn't get anything. I don't remember any calls.
I understand. No worries. I'll definitely get you the numbers, Meg. I'll get some reports, and then we'll go over it, okay?
Yeah, and then call me back, and then we'll go from there, because I just want to make sure I'm not wasting money.
Of course. I'll definitely give you a call back.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much as well for your time, and talk to you soon. Okay?
Okay.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.